all at once, running through you, including the way you're sweating with heat and the way her body is starting to look more and more delectable by the second. And it was already pretty good. She removes her fingers from her pussy and you see a sticky strand of aroused juices still clinging to them. You see how they glisten as she rubs her own juice-soaked fingers up her stomach and between her breasts to mingle with the fluid that was already there. She's massaging more of that lust-inducing chemical into her own skin, and it must feel amazing. You see the way her eyes roll back so you can see the whites. You smell spices. You lean forward, but she stops you with her dry hand resting on your shoulder, pushing you back so you can once more see both of her piercings, both of her massive breasts, taking up all your vision, and the reflection of yourself in those silver piercings. Heat invades your body in waves. You let a desperate sound escape as both of your hands move between your legs and you begin stimulating yourself desperately, clutching at your own skin with pleasured squeezing, kneading, rolling your hips toward your hands, letting her see your desperate need. She has resumed pistoning fingers in and out of her own sex, her pussy wet, making smacking sounds fill the clearing. It looks like she can't help it. She can't resist it. And that very chemical is now in you. Shimmering piercings before your eyes, silvery and reflective. She's still talking, and she's moving her hips, canting them one way and the other, lustily engaging your attention, but your attention's primarily falling on her breasts, on those silvered piercings. You're aware she's telling your brain something as you kneel in front of her. You're aware a story is playing into your mind. She's telling you important things. Your vision becomes less blurry, more focused. Maybe the potion is wearing off. Or maybe it's just taking hold. She's sweated, horny, panting, eager. You know her voice sounds so heavy with horny need, just like yours would. And you can somehow tell this, even though you find it impossible to make your brain grasp the contents of her words. She's sweated, horny, panting, eager. You know her voice sounds so heavy with horny need, just like yours would. You see two visions of yourself, one reflected in each of her piercings as they sway and jingle musically, playing the sight of you into your brain, light in your eyes. One of the reflections of you has a flat, neutral, blank expression. The other is smiling eagerly. The other one is grinning and leaning forward. You see the reflection of yourself taking a small bottle in hand and drinking the contents. You know she's describing that scene, even though you can't really hear the words. Then the smile on the face of that other version of you changes, becomes more slack, lazy, drifty, drowsy. Yes, one of those versions of you is much happier. This is simply true. You don't know how you know this, but it's definitely true. Then, at that moment, you see that her hand is holding out a small potion vial in your direction, that the movement of her arm made her breasts jiggle and those piercings jingle on the end of their chains. You look at it. One of her hands is still working her pussy. You see her thighs convulse, her back arches a bit, her pussy drools. She's holding out that bottle. The liquid inside is light pink, bubblegum pink potion, in a small vial. You have to choose, blank and sort of happy, or overwhelmingly horny and incredibly happy. The choice is obvious. You nod toward the nipple piercing that shows the happy version of you. She pushes the potion into your hand. You grasp it lightly, dazed. You have to stare at the light of her piercings, the imminent sexiness of her body. You're so turned on that thinking is irrelevant. You need to take the path to happy pleasure. Since you don't seem to be doing it, she reaches out and pulls the cork out of the potion. You smell a sweet, harsh spice from within. You hold the bottle to your lips. You drink, and it flows into you like water, like wine, like lust, like heat, like sex, like your entire world, dripping and focused between your legs. You feel some dribble out of your mouth, and you hastily lick your lips to capture the potion back in. Her voice is back, and it's even clearer. "Watch," she says. And you do watch. You watch her shiny nipple piercings. You can't see much else, but you can feel everything. Even the ground against your knees is an overwhelmingly sexual caress, an invasive pleasure. You'd shy away from it, but the air is turning you on, too. The sight of her is turning you on beyond reason. You tremble. You tremble for her, for this diminutive woman in front of you, with her potions, and her smile, and her dark green nipples, and her wet, dripping sex. She adds one word to your world, and it is enough to set you trembling, to make you so grateful, and that word is touch. And you do. The thing about goblin potions is they don't work with the body. These aren't natural pheromones. This isn't the honey from the bee women who live in the forest. This isn't the scent of a minotaur's musk. This is an insistent imposition, an outside force, a powerful liquid lust. You are being mechanically made to feel aroused, more turned on than before. To feel so turned on by her that gazing at her body makes you hot and makes you tingle, makes you feel like you're ascending toward climax just from staring at those massive breasts and those swinging piercings. You wish you could look at more of her, but your eyes are pinned to her green pointy nipples and the hanging silver piercing, the little balls that reflect two happy versions of you now. Both versions with hands between their legs. Your hands are no longer your own, they are hers. They belong to the potion and the white-hot rut and the tingling of this moment which invades your brain and sets you trembling. Your belly is making your mind blank and hot as the potion spreads. Your tongue hangs out. You feel hornier. So desperate, you need release. You pursue release, rubbing and touching, seeking pleasure, but you know she is still pouring words into your head. The way her piercings sway is a glorious, perfect, exceptional thing. They draw you in. You need to watch. They sway in silver light, and your mind is swayed away. And you weren't using your mind anyway. You have to use your body. She told you to touch yourself, and so you do. Your body's entering a rutting heat, a deep, floaty feeling. You feel floaty, out of yourself, forced to be horny, constantly horny, endlessly aroused, trickling down the back of your brain, running between your legs, the pleasure and heat. You don't even need any specific stimulus. You're already headed there. But then you get some anyway. The swaying piercings. The huge breasts right in front of your face. Perfect. The green nipples. The rhythmic squelch of her diving her fingers in and out of her own pussy, demonstrating that she's as turned on as you are. More so, because it's been touching her for longer. She smeared it between her breasts and invited you in. Remember. You remember. And now all of it conspires to combine with the chemical in your system and send you to spasming, tingling, sexy places. You're so incredibly hot. It's like your body is being pushed to do all the things it does when you're on the way to orgasm. The clenching of specific parts of your body, the blank yearning, the movement, constant masturbatory stimulation. It's like the moment before you orgasm, when stopping your hands is impossible. The moment, the point of no return, the orgasm that invades you, the moment when your brain is no longer entirely your own, but is now surrendered to a deep, primal urging. Something horny and deep, needy, complete.